It's a me, Gary Butterfield.
And it's a me, Cole Ross.
And you're listening to a Duck Feed special presentation. Gary Butterfield reviews with Cole Ross at Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, you went, well, both of us took a break, took a little bit of time off for recording. I didn't go anywhere or do anything,
but you
went and did this very, I mean, I'm assuming cool thing. Like the pictures were cool.
Very cool.
But this was a birthday treat.
It was a birthday treat, and I wanted to, it is related to video games and the job and what we do.
Yeah.
It is an interesting adaptation. If we had done things differently, this would be a banger episode of Adaptation Decay.
Yes.
Because it is a really, like, how do you adapt a video game and kind of property into a ride and interactive environment?
Yeah.
There.
So this opened up earlier this year, right? Because I know that
I know the
one in Japan opened a couple years ago. And then this one just came here. Yeah.
In May, I believe, is when it opened here. Still wall-to-wall packed.
Okay.
You know, as a thing, still very popular. Ended up doing the early access for it. Just kind of demographically, this is at Universal Studios in L.A., which is a great theme park in general.
And this is your second time in a little bit that you've been there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Experienced it again for the first time with Liv, with my wife, and then also needed to see Nintendo World.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get in there an hour early if you want to, which I'd recommend, because during the day, the line wait is like 2 hours or 90 minutes. Right. We waited 20 minutes, which is how long it took to go through the line and look at the, like, cool museum, basically, that they set up.
And it's just the one line, like, to get into that particular zone, or
you do a line for the zone. The zone can be at capacity.
Okay.
It's not always at capacity. Then there's a line within for the ride.
Okay.
Which is largely indoors, so it doesn't get in the way of people enjoying the zone there. And it's indoors as a kind of walkthrough museum going up into Bowser's castle. When I say museum, there aren't artifacts there. It's not like, oh, this is Bob Hoskins, you know,
skull.
Bob Hoskins, the skull of Hoskins.
Bring me the skull of Leguizamo. Yeah,
here's John Leguizamo just in general, trapped in a dustbuster like the pest he is. It's not that. It's you go through a fake museum. Like you go through Yoshi's Island. Basically, an area that is full of Yoshi eggs and has the Yoshi's Island aesthetics.
Just a rumor thing with the eggs. I'm just picturing them like packed to the wall in a clutch, like of mucus, like
just
fucking aliens.
Like I wouldn't have pocketed one at that point. Yeah. I would get that to Inatech immediately in a Barbasol shaving cream can.
Just picture somebody like walking through with a spray bottle full of glycerin. We gotta keep them moist.
It's a living. You can just they invite guests to spit on them as you pass by.
It's an honor.
But down to having like the big crazy daisy, the doors, like the functional doors, had the keyhole painted on them. Like very good attention to detail.
The big crazy daisy, like the thing you throw the eggs into?
Yes.
Nice.
Very, very cool looking.
and it's an amusement park, so people were hucking their kids used diapers in there, right?
It was remarkably clean, but we did get in there for early access.
Okay.
So it was probably gonna eventually get diaped up.
Yeah.
Diaper fans.
No judgments. That's
no judgments.
Duck feed guarantee.
Yeah. You go through a pipe and then you go out into Bowser's gigantic mouth of his castle as seen in like Mario Kart.
When you go through the pipe, is there a motion sensor that makes it do the brutal, brutal, brutal?
There's sometimes a light effect on a couple of the pipes you walk through, but there's no sound. I think it's because there's constant traffic.
Right.
So
it would always be doing that. Yeah.
We'll get to the psychological torture that the employees go through.
Oh, I mean, of course. The games. It's just like, you've got to talk about that with an amusement park.